Every day after school in Muksevik, Nutok Lady Jaegers head coach Jimmy Charles Jr. gets ready to go to basketball practice. Three girls on his team made the move to the new village with him last fall, but most of the team and the gym they practice in are back in Nutok. So, Jimmy loads up his snow machine. One of the girls rides shotgun, but the other two aren't so lucky.
I got two of them on my sled. They're sleeping in a sled.
Worst 30 minutes of my life.
Charlotte Charles describes that sled ride.
It was tiring at first. You go over to new attack practice, you're sore, and then you go on a bumpy ride. It was tiring.
But there are days that journey gets even harder. Charlotte says the weather between the coastal village sites of Muktavik and Nutok can become severe. On one trip, she wondered if they should have stayed home.
One time I got a frostbite.
Really?
Yeah. It was scary. Because my baby brother was in front of me. And maybe we weren't even halfway, he got cold. Along the way, he started shaking.
Charlotte said she couldn't see anything during that ride.
But I'm glad my coach had a GPS.
There's another Lady Jaeger, Erin Carl, whose parents also moved to Muktavik. But Erin didn't want to commute between the two villages for basketball practice, so she made the decision to stay behind in Nutok with her grandparents.
It's a busy place to stay.
Erin says the house has 10 people in it, with two bedrooms, neither of which are hers.
I sleep in random places.
Even though Erin misses her family during the week, this allows her to play more basketball, which for now is the most important thing for her. Basketball aside though, she's excited to go live in Muktavik.
It's beautiful, staying over at Muktavik.
On top of a hillside view of the river, Muktavik has roads, a laundromat, and bigger houses than Nutok. What the new village doesn't have right now is a basketball gym. But that won't stop the girls living there from playing the game they love. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.